Andrew Dalmnishan, Jeremy Ralph, thank you for joining us after this hard-fought, one-all defeat to Kidsgrove Athletic in the Staffordshire Senior Cup. Andrew, how did you think that today's game went? Obviously, the lads pulled in a right old shift against a decent side.
I sort of went onto Kidsgrove's website and there was still basking in the 6-1 victory that they beat Tamworth last year in this competition in the same round. When Dennis Green took the game, we'll manage the team. And today, obviously, we had to rest a lot of the first team lads because we had a lot of injuries and just fatigue because we played over 40 games already. So today comes to the game, though, what I did know is that with the 19s that we've got and the development that's gone into him within the academy with Mike Fowler, with Scott M, with myself obviously with the 19s, and then Jamie with the 21s, that this is a different squad from the young lads in terms of what played Kidsgrove last year. In terms of the Kidsgrove team, I mean, they played their same 16 what went to Cleethorpes on Saturday at Step 4. They played the same players. They're fighting for a playoff in that league to get promoted to our league. So today I was delighted and overwhelmed at times at the football that we played in terms of ball retention, dominating the ball, dominating the game in terms of possession, in terms of creating chances. At times I thought Kidsgrove was chasing shadows. And what we've got to remember on the pitch is we've got several 16, 17 year olds, and we've got 18 year olds on the pitch. We had three or four first teamers starting the game, but if you look at some of the first teamers, Luke Little's 19, Rashawn Francis is 19. I just thought that from 1 to 16, there was absolutely tremendous in terms of their application and desire. And if I look at a philosophy of Tamworth Football Club, the way we kept the ball at home, the way they moved it and bought into that, like the first team do, out of possession, the energy and the desire to go and close down the ball, to counter press the ball was tremendous. That application in terms of bravery. I was so proud of the lads coming off the pitch and we've drawn the game 1-1, and I'm a bit disappointed that we didn't win the game with some decisions and some penalty shots. I've said it before that we want to be the best team on the pitch. Kidsgrove wanted to be the best team on the pitch. I hope that the three in black in terms of clothes want to be the best team on the pitch. And today, some of the penalty decisions that we didn't get and how the four stayed on the pitch, I do not know. So I'm disappointed that we didn't win the game, but I'm proud of the lads of the application that they put in.
Yeah, and that's sort of my next point really, Jamie. Most of the lads are actually stepping up to play in the first team today from the academy, and some of them did really well.
Yeah, fantastic. I think it shows the good direction the club's going in. Obviously this season we made the decision to put the 21s from last year into men's football, so Midland Football League 4, and I think tonight we've shown the benefits of that. I thought the lads really stood up to the test. Like Andy said, we've got lads as young as 16 playing against some really physical older players, and I think it showed that week in, week out, they're facing that in the development squad, playing in their MFL 4, and tonight they really showed it. I thought what impressed me the most is not a single player shied away from the challenge. They were all up for it. You know, first half, could we have been a bit better? I think we saw an improvement in the second half from them, but that's all part of the learning experience. And I think, you know, they really took this opportunity that they were given by the club, by the first team management, you know, and I think they've shown everyone and proved to everyone that they are good enough to play at this kind of level. You've got to remember, Kidsgrove are one league below our first team, and the lads really stood up to that challenge today. So yeah, I think all of them can be really proud of themselves.
Yeah, and an equaliser from Robbo, pretty much within the last couple of minutes of the game, who's made an appearance in the squad today, Andrew.
Yeah, Robbo's obviously got he's an older Eddie's experience now, the twilight of his career, if you like. Robbo keeps himself fit because he's involved in boxing, and he's got actually a fight coming up, so he's been turning up to training sessions with the lad in terms of giving people advice, coaching people, and what he's been doing is joining in on the training sessions, and he's finishing at training sometimes is unbelievable, and he's still got an appetite and desire to play the game. Obviously at the moment with Dan Crean, he's been injured, he's come back, but we rested him today. Liam Earn, we rested him today, but Robbo's a good option to have within the first team squad because he knows where the back of the net is, and also he's old up, plays good, and if you put the ball in the box to him, Robbo can finish. I've seen it in training, so we had the chat with him about getting registered and playing, obviously, because at the moment we know the squad is stretched, if you like, in terms of the amount of games that we've got. And football's a funny old game. He's come on today and the header he scored was like a bullet header. But what impressed me is that not only the goal and his application, with the first team lads, they really bought into the game tonight and they all put it in. And when he scored, if you've seen the celebrations, there's a togetherness within the club, and the players, they're all one, whether they come up from the 19s and 21s, whether they're playing the first team and they're experienced ones, there's a togetherness in the club. So I was delighted for Robbo, because I know that sort of age is just a number and he wanted to prove a point, and he has today, and he scored the goal. And hey, like, we've got games coming up, and I know with 20, 30 minutes to go, Robbo could go up in the league and score a goal, and Smudge said the same things. Yeah. Happy for him.
So, well, obviously the game did go to penalties after the 90 minutes, and that's actually the first penalty shootout we've lost this season. But the lads did well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really highlights the bravery shown by the youngsters, that the first penalty taken is 16-year-old Ryan Tay. When you're looking around, you know, the players on that pitch, to have the bravery and confidence to step up and take that first penalty, you know, it says a lot about the character. Is it disappointing to miss, and is it disappointing to lose on penalties? Of course it is. That said, I don't think we saw, you know, terrible penalties taken. I think we saw some good saves by their keeper. You know, I've seen a lot worse penalties taken by a lot more experienced players higher up the level. So I think, look, the lads will be disappointed to go out, but I think once again, you know, on the penalties, the young lads showed their bravery and their confidence to step up when the club needed them. And yeah, it's just a shame that we did lose on penalties.
Andrew, moving on to Saturday now, Tamworth go to Rushton and Diamonds, weather permitting, of course. Obviously, as you've mentioned, we've got a couple of injuries and our team's being stretched at the minute. How are we looking for that game?
No, the reason that we didn't involve some individuals tonight is to rest them, in terms of giving them the time that they need, and also just to freshen up the lads, because a lot of lads have played a lot of games. The injuries are looking good. In terms of, it was more of a precaution tonight and not risking them. So we've got a few lads back from injury. We've got a couple who we'll look at in terms of fitness test maybe on Thursday, or they'll see the physio and get some treatment. You know, it was just, I think that they needed that sort of that break from Saturday, because they've been playing Saturday duty. So they've had that. A lot of the lads have had that now, and that's why I was so impressed with the result tonight, in terms of being 1-1 in normal time, not losing the game we've lost on pens. So we'll go to Rushton and plan like we do for every game. Obviously Rushton are on a run, and we understand what they're about and what they've been doing lately. So it should be a good sort of physical and competitive game. And I've just got to mention before I go, Ryan Tate, Jamie's mentioned he's 16 today, and he's missed the first penalty, but he actually, at first he wanted to take one, and then he's decided to take one, and sometimes I think that when you miss early on like this, it's a blessing, because he'll learn so much from the evening, because obviously he'll be disappointed with the miss. But he was absolutely phenomenal tonight as a 16-year-old. The maturity he showed in the performance to play against some seasoned lads at this level. I thought he got on the ball, he played forward, he won loads of balls, he intercepted loads of balls, he was brave. I thought his attitude and desire for the game was absolutely tremendous, and I think he's got a bright future, and he just epitomised what the club's about, the direction the club's going in, and the quality that's within Tamworth Football Club. If he's listening, or his parents are listening, or he listens to this, I'm so proud of him, and everybody with the club and his family and himself should be proud of himself tonight. I'm really, really impressive, that lad.
Great stuff. Cheers. Thank you for the time this evening.
Cheers. Thank you.